Good morning, Elise Nelson.
Good morning.
Elise is from the Carnegie Museum, and she's here with our weekly update about the things going on in the city of Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton. And you're here because you have another one of those interesting programs coming up next week.
We do, on Tuesday evening. Dr. Susan Martin, recently retired from Tech University, will be speaking about the indigenous cultural elements of the Keweenaw and Isle Royale.
And since neither you nor I know much of anything about the indigenous cultural elements of Keweenaw and Isle Royale, we will leave it up to her to explain that at the program. But it should be interesting because I would assume that this is talking about things that go back well before your and my arrival here.
Absolutely, yes. And also Seth DePasquale, who works for the Isle Royale National Park, will be joining her.
Oh, okay.
And talking about... bring us up to date on current Isle Royale archaeological research. So,
yeah, a lot of people, I think, don't realize that there were at one point a fair number of people who lived on Isle Royale. There was mining that went on there. There were other things that went on Isle Royale. We look at Isle Royale now and we perceive it as being kind of a pristine, unoccupied wilderness. But there were people who tried to make a go of it out there, not only people, you know, in the European migration, but also Native Americans long before that. Mm-hmm. So something that's kind of overlooked in terms of the history of the Copper Country. That will start 6:30 Tuesday evening at the Carnegie Museum.
Yep, Tuesday the 24th.
And it costs a lot to get in.
Costs nothing to get in.
And so it's free. Do you have more of these programs coming up?
We do. We have two more. We have another one coming up on March 17th. Karina Schmidt, who's the greenhouse manager at Tech, we'll be talking about the natural history and the unnatural future of plants of Keweenaw and Isle Royale. And on April 14th, our last one for this season is called Talking Rocks with Ron Morton and Carl Gauboy, two men out of Duluth.
I really want to see that program because I've never seen a talking rock before. I had a pet rock when I was young, but it didn't say anything to me. It was supposed to, but it was poorly trained, apparently. So what else is going at the museum?
Well, so these programs, I should mention the talks that have been ongoing, been sponsored by a lot of local businesses.
So
We can bring them to you free. Dr. Martin's is sponsored by UP Engineers and Architects of Houghton. And we have a social time from 6:30 to 7, and come early in that time to get your seat. Everyone's been packed.
Oh, good. And I'm glad they're well attended.
Yeah, very well attended. The talk's from 7 to 8. So,
and this is in the community room.
It's in the community room downstairs.
At the Carnegie Museum, which, of course, was the library for so many years.
And this room was the children's library for the last decade or two, I think.
And now it has grown up.
It has. And we got all new chairs, grown-up chairs, for the in time to open the room for these programs.
You were having a chair dedication
and
program, weren't you?
We are still having that.
How would that work if somebody wanted to dedicate a chair?
So I said that everything's free. But if you wanted to purchase a chair, you could do that and make sure you have a seat for these very popular programs. We charge $100 for a chair, and for that price, besides buying the chair, you get a plaque with whatever you want to put on the back. People have put their names or poems and so on.
You dedicate it to somebody that you care about?
Exactly. A person or place or whatever you wish.
If I were to purchase a chair, would that mean that if I showed up and all the chairs were full, I could find my chair and throw out the person who is sitting on it?
We have been saying, guarantee your seat, buy a chair. So it hasn't come to that, but I think we would have to do some talking.
Yeah, we might have to do a little negotiating there. What does that money go towards, Elise?
It goes to purchase the chairs. We did last spring, so that we could get a bulk price. We borrowed money from the city council last spring, and we're selling back the chair so that we can repay the loan in July.
Okay. And if I wanted to make a chair purchase, how would I do that?
You could stop by the museum, you could stop by the city center, you could call the museum or email us at history@cityofhoughton.com.
All right.
And hopefully if you come to the lecture, we have plenty of materials to both buy a chair or become a member. We started a membership program this past fall.
And how is that going?
it's going okay.
Could go better? Is that what you're telling me?
It could always go better. We have opportunity for friend membership, for sponsorship. So we sold some sponsors, which is, as I said, like UP Engineers sponsoring this talk. And friend membership is $25 a year. All members get a discount on trolley tickets and the good feeling of supporting your local museum.
Yes. the trolley you mentioned, because you had those trolley tours.
Yes.
Last summer. Are you planning more of those?
We are. We're planning three for this summer. I think starting in June. We don't have the date set for that.
Okay.
The other things coming up are in April, April 9th to 18th, we'll be hosting, again, the award-winning science projects from the MTU Science Fair with a reception on for the students on the 18th. And, yeah, then the three talks.
Yeah, so. those tours last summer, they were very popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have a clue yet as to what the topics will be, or are you still working on that?
We're still working on it, but I think that we will do, one will be about the history of breweries again. So, yeah.
Will you be serving beer? No, that's a bad question. Not on a vehicle.
You'll have to come and find out. No, not on the vehicle.
Not on a vehicle. We're not going to be serving
beer. We do have
beer.
In the museum, we have usually wine, or in that case, probably beer. Available back at the museum as part of the whole thing, food and drink at the museum.
Exhibits at the museum, what are you showing now?
We have our exhibit called Sense of Place, which is a combination of a photographic exhibit of historic photos from Tech Archives and some pieces about lake effect snow. You can find out why it's not snowing
anymore, so because Lake Superior froze over and we are now North Dakota.
Right. And then we have an exhibit about the history of beer, brewing beer and prohibition in the UP. And we're working on
an old Bosch beer bottle at home. You want
do
it?
Do you? We have a few.
I'm not surprised.
We have a few Bosch, Haas, and Calumet. I can't remember right now. They come in every once in a while. People come and say, "Oh, I have one of these. I have one of these."
I inherited mine when I bought my house. Uh-huh. I don't know why the people who were there before me had it, but there it is. So
Well, there's a lot of reasons people had beer bottles.
Well, but not a lot of reasons people have beer bottles that have been empty for many, 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 many years. I don't think you get a dime back if you take that one into the store anymore.
No, probably not.
So the museum is open what hours, Elise?
We are open Tuesdays and Thursdays from noon till 5 and Saturdays noon till 4. But I will say we follow the public library, which follows the school calendar. So we're going to be closed today.
Okay. Yeah, but when the school is closed, you're closed down as well. And if people have questions about the museum, we can always stop by during ours Facebook page.
Yes, and our Facebook page. And I would say even though the museum's closed a few days, the email's always open.
Okay, what's the email?
It's history@cityofhoughton.com.
Very good. Elise Nelson, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And our look at what's going on in the city of Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton, here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.